Broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order, and we will take the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley, present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner's present by iPhone.
Vice Chair Boqvist.
Boqvist is present on audio.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick is present by video. And we have one item on our schedule today, House Bill 3295. So I will open a work session on House Bill 3295.
Matson. Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3295, you've heard this and had a public hearing on the 21st on Monday. And just to refresh everyone's memory here, the bill has to deal with the issue of the distribution of marijuana revenue to counties. And this has to deal specifically with counties that opted out after being in, or after having allowing businesses for a while and opted out, or in other description, capped the number of production licenses for the marijuana businesses. This basically grandfathers in the counties that do that and puts some requirements for process for in the future, and to have an advisory panel for the county to that intends to go. The counties that intend to opt out have an advisory panel to help them through that process. You have in your packet both the revenue impact and the fiscal impact statement. And the revenue impact, as we explained last time, it's this is not new revenue or difference or reduction. This is primarily the same pot of money that goes to the counties, which is 10% of 90 million a biennium, 9 million fixed by measure 110. So this would be a $376,880 moved from all the counties that receive money to Deschutes County, because it is the one that is eligible under this bill.
Okay, and the situation that brought this bill is that Deschutes County actually opted the marijuana program, but put a cap on the processors and growers, or either, yeah, anything but retail. They put a cap on the new licenses. And so then it was determined, because they had put a cap on it and weren't allowing new ones, that they wouldn't get any revenue whatsoever. And that did not strike me as fair. And so that's what brought this bill. They won't get as much money from the formula for having a reduced level of processors, or I think it's processors, but it might be processors and growers. They won't get as much money, but they will get some, because they are supporting the marijuana program. So, Senator Boqvist, or does anybody have any questions before we go to motion? Senator Boqvist.
Well, Madam Chair, there's nothing fair about taxes at all. But nonetheless, I move House Bill 3295A to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boqvist has moved House Bill 3295A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boqvist.
Boqvist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye, and we will ask our marijuana guru, Senator Riley, to carry this.
I'm a marijuana guru. I didn't know that, but I will take it.
It was in your committee, so that makes you a guru.
It's solar flares, Chuck, solar flares.
Okay, all right.
All right. So committee, I think this is our last meeting. And so I just want to say what a pleasure it has been working with you all. And I think we've done some good work this session. So, Chris, is there anything else that we need to do?
No, Madam Chair, you've completed your what looks like your final agenda.
And I'm sure you've all heard that Senate Bill 139 made it across the House floor, which was a good accomplishment for us. So with that, we are adjourned.